Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Ooh, man, what up, yo? Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga King Eric on the motherfucking news. My nigga Common with the sports. We gonna chop it up. What's goody, yo?
Yo.
Screwball Radio live in the Bay. Episode 85 underway, man. How y'all doing?
Gucci, you know everything gangster with me, man. Trying to stay sucker free, you know? Word up. We got to stay sucker free. Hit these niggas with some fire. What's going on out there this week, E?
Man, I want to take this time and opportunity to say this, too. You know, to spread some positivity going on. Now, I want to spread the awareness about this brother. He goes by the name of King Randall. He's trying to get a school together for young black boys. It's called the Life Preparation School for Boys. He's opening that up in Atlanta, Georgia, and he's been on like a cross-county campaign throughout the country, you know, spreading his message and, you know, recruiting young men to do volunteerial work. So I just wanted to put that out there and let people know that he's getting that school officially up on August 3rd. So I want to take that time and use this platform to salute him on that because he's been on the grind with that for 2 years.
Well, that's what's up. Salute to the homie. We need that. We need more of that shit, you heard? That's what we need, man. Motherfucker, create opportunities for the hood, man. That's all niggas need is opportunity, you know? That's what we lacking, a lot of opportunities.
That's
so true. Shout out to him. Oh, shit, damn.
Yeah, the brother's doing a lot of great work, man, you know, helping these young guys get trade experiences and learning financial currency, especially when it's a young guy doing that. It's more so make a more impactful meaning behind it. So salute to him.
What's the name of the school?
The name of the school is the Life Preparation School for Boys.
ATL.
How
to
get
it,
in contact with them? How to get in contact?
Yeah, I'm gonna send that to. Yeah, I'm gonna send that to you. I'm gonna send that to you on the DM.
No, it's for the people. It's for the people to hear.
Yeah, the contact
you
information.
Tell the people,
you get it? Yeah. The contact information, you can follow him on King Randall, his Instagram, KingRandall. You can email him at emergeking@gmail.com, and I'm going to spell that out, emergeking@gmail.com.
Emerging.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said emerging. All right, that's what's up, man. Shout out to the homie, man. We need more motherfucking shit like that for the youth, man, because a lot of niggas is lost, man, you know. They need something to follow, something to do with theyself, man, something to learn. They got to learn something. And that's what it sounds like he's doing. So take my hat off to that, brother. That's what's up.
And other news too. What's been happening with the Supreme Court? Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, the hood needs BOCES, man. You know, they took away BOCES in a lot of places, man, where people could learn other things than school. You know what I'm saying? Like carpentry, like AC, like, you know, like auto mechanics. Like the hood don't need no more drug dealers.
We don't need no more drug
saying?
Deals, no rappers, no basketball players. We need some niggas. We need some computer fucking.
We need
scientists.
Blue collar. Yeah, we need blue collar. We need doctors. We need, you know what I mean?
Word. Learn to work with your hands, man. You'll never go broke.
Word, painters. You know, there's a million hustles out there, man, you know, and don't get caught up, you know, watching, you know, the people on your block because they making money, you know. You can make money a hundred ways, man.
Don't get caught up in none of these rappers thinking they out there fucking grinding. The niggas ain't grinding, yo. They not on the street. So y'all should know that, you know. And anybody that's looking at rap niggas and thinking that's, oh, I'm going to follow him, do what he doing. You a goddamn fool. You know what I'm saying? That's not it.
Word.
Because they always trying to blame all kinds of shit on hip-hop. And all through my whole life, I listened to all kinds of hip-hop. Ain't no rap record made me want to go do no shit. If anything made me want to do some shit, it was movies. I ain't gonna front. No music never made me want to go do some shit. Oh, but Scarface? Oh, that nigga had me open. Rambo? Oh, that nigga had me open. You know? So, yeah, man, don't be blaming shit on hip-hop. Blame shit on society, man. And the government, man, because shit it on the hood.
Yeah, man.
What?
Speaking of government, I was going to build on this here. Apparently, protesters, they ran one of the Supreme Court Justices, Brett Kavanaugh, out of a restaurant last night.
that's what niggas got to do, man. You know, you got to, that's how people protest, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got the other motherfuckers that protest one way, run up into the motherfucking Capitol, trying to take shit over violently, and then you got protests like that where you making motherfuckers uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't with the going in front of nigga houses and shit like that, protesting in front of their house and shit like that. But if you see them motherfuckers out in public, oh, give them hell. You know what I'm saying? Give them hell. Let them know how you feel. Well,
yeah, he was in the restaurant.
I'm not with that going into a motherfucker house in front of his house doing that shit.
Yeah,
give him hell.
He was trying to eat in this restaurant, and all it was like thousands of protesters outside. He couldn't even get a pizza. Couldn't even eat in peace.
Oh, word? It's like they got footage of that?
It happened in D.C. I'm going to see if I can find some footage. It's been all over the tablet.
They got footage of that.
Crazy.
Did you see footage of that?
Not yet. But I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Fox.
How you know it's thousands?
Because it's on Washington Post. It's on The Hill. It's on Fox News. It's on.
Damn, how the fuck they assemble 1,000 motherfuckers up that quick? You know, you see a motherfucker. Oh, see like a couple of them, or maybe 4 or 5 people who happen to catch him out there. How you know he was there? 1,000 motherfuckers you said was there? I don't know about that.
Yeah, it was a mob of protesters, and it made the situation very uncomfortable to where now the Supreme Court is getting, like, extra security. Like, they getting more extra protection since these incidents happening because he also had another threat last month. An armed guy wanted to go get at him, too. So he's been, like, the guinea pig of this shit. They've been on his
own. Yeah, man. And again, we got to rest in peace. Shout out to all the people that this another fucking mass shooter on 4th of July. You know, I don't know, man. This is like the sixth time we came up here talking about rest in peace to some mass shooting shit. And don't seem like it's going to get no better, yo.
Yeah, word, man.
The 4th of July
also
was
rest
crazy.
In peace. And rest in peace to a couple actors that passed away over the weekend. I mean, you know, during the week. James Caan.
James Caan, man, an OG, man.
Paulie from The Sopranos.
A word? Damn,
yeah.
Man. All the dope actors, too, man. Like, all the icons, you know what I'm saying, from back in the days, man. Them niggas icons, man. That's crazy.
Paulie Walnuts from The Sopranos.
Oh, that's my dude. Damn.
Yeah, because Henry from Goodfellas, he died like 2 months prior.
Who, James Caan died 2 months ago?
Nah, he just passed.
Nah, he just passed. Yesterday.
Nah, what was this guy saying? He was saying 2 months prior. Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
You talking about Ray Liotta? You talking about, he's saying Henry Hill. Like, you talking about the actor's name. I'm talking about, like,
the one, the real Henry Ben did. I'm talking about that. I think we gave him his praise a couple shows ago.
Yeah, man, a lot of talent, man, a lot of talent. The world will be more empty without them dudes, man. But the ill shit is they left they art behind. For us to watch and enjoy, man. That's the dope part about being an artist, man. Your art will remain forever. So,
yeah,
rest in peace to the G's.
Yeah, that's the keys to leaving a legacy. You leave a legacy to everybody from generations to come to still appreciate and check out. When you leave, it's like when you leave your mark on this planet, it's like you still never left.
Yeah, they gone, but, you know, we won't never forget them. Never forget them, yo, and that's the beauty of art, yo. Stays forever.
Yeah, on another news, you see how they assassinated the former prime minister of Japan.
Oh, man.
I saw that.
They caught that one. I don't know how they let that dude get up on him like that. Like, even though he ain't the leader now, but still.
Yeah, he was the promo.
They was not on their job.
And he went in there with a handmade gun or a handmade weapon. By how
hell
they
yeah,
noticed.
It's hard to get weapons out there. He made him some shit and got up on this thing.
Yeah, and did you see the basketball player that's in Russia? She went ahead and pled guilty.
Oh, Brittany Griner. Yeah, man. I don't know about that move, man.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have pled guilty.
Not in Russia. Oh, so you admit you did this. Okay, so anything we do to you, we can do now.
Yeah, but you know the defense is that she didn't realize that it was in her bag. Like it might have been in there from a previous time. And you know, that's not that me and you was talking about, Paul, like, you know, that shit could have been in there and she just ain't remember that it was in there, you know?
Yeah, she's, you know, that's not her first time over there, man. She's fucked up. She totally fucked up.
I don't know if I would have said, look, I had, you know, like it's mine. I don't know about that. After she wrote a letter to the president, you know, saying that she voted for him and everything, and you know, and he just responded by saying, you know, we're gonna do everything in our power to get you back, and then she goes ahead and takes the guilty plea.
See, in America, guilty plea, you might work something out after that. All right, boom. They'll do this, da-da-da-da. A little probation, a little some community service maybe. Boom. We don't know what the fuck rules they do over there in Russia. So, I'm not pleading. No kind of guilty and nothing in Russia.
Yeah, I think she's aware of that she messed up on that one. Well, because just like you said, the laws in these countries are totally different. And they might just make through 10 years, man, just boot camp alone.
Yeah, and
Rush is saying, if y'all want us to release her, y'all got to release this guy. You know?
Oh, yeah, they want some old ill, notorious Cobra Commander nigga. They want that nigga out. I don't know if they're going to make that happen. The dude they want to change it for is a bad dude.
Yeah, he's like an arms dealer or something like that.
Yeah, they trying to get that nigga for her. Like, nah. We'll give you fuck.
And what do you? And speaking on this topic here, man, I want to know what you guys think. Now, the coach, you know, her coach said that had this been LeBron James, they would have got her back within a snap of a finger. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, look how fast they got ASAP Rocky out. You know?
That one in Russia?
It was still overseas. It was still overseas. You know what I mean? Like, he's still in America.
We had a better relationship with that country, man, you know? Than we have with Russia. There wasn't no beef going on, you know?
She's still American, so it doesn't matter what beef is going on. You gonna fight for your people, or you gonna let your people rot? You know, that's how I look at it. You know.
Yeah.
Damn, you burning popcorn out there? Who burning popcorn?
Not me. I'm in a quiet place.
Nah, man. But yeah. Shit is real in them different countries like that, my nigga. Gotta be careful over there. I know for a fact, don't fuck up. You don't want to be locked up abroad, kid. That shit is a different animal. How long
That's
she been down right now?
he should be there.
Probably about 6 months. Yeah,
damn.
Probably like 6 months. And they're talking about they wait until like December. They're going to hold it till like December. So she's going to put in like a year.
And they got some other American dude that they arrested for some spying shit. He'd been down there for a couple of years, right? His family complaining about how they can't get a letter from Biden. And Brittany getting all this attention because she's a star. And I'm like, yo, don't be hating, yo.
And see what I like about how she did her letter? I like also included other detained Americans in her letter so that way it won't look like she's just looking out for herself. So that was a good move on her behalf.
I mean, it's the truth. She ain't just trying. They got a lot of motherfuckers over there. They just holding, man, for like pawns in the game. But I don't know how many of the motherfuckers admitted to doing it. She played guilty over there. It's like, yo, the ball's in their court now. They can do whatever they want to her, yo.
That's in a country like that where they could just change and make the rules and however they feel. I was like, man, I don't know about that move.
Yeah, that's a strange move. I guess a lawyer told her, you know, go ahead and say you did it and see what happens. See if we can work out something
cool.
Versus trying to beat it. You know how it is over there. I know how it is here when you lose a case trying to beat it, take it to trial. You're done if you lose. Over there, they might just send you straight to the motherfucking the camp. Niggas, jails is crazy. Let's keep our fingers crossed for the OG, for the female, man. Hope to get she get back on American soil soon.
Definitely.
I bet you she won't go back over there to play no motherfucking basketball.
Hell,
that's another thing, because she went over there because, you know, WNBA don't really make that much money over there. So she went over there, you know, to get her grind on. Play ball for over there. They pay them better over there. No, if the WNBA paid the way they supposed to pay, she wouldn't even been out there. Well, that's a whole nother issue, though.
Crazy.
They need to pay the women. They need to pay the women more money so they ain't have to go over there and do shit like that. Unless you
yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but in the meantime, what we're going to do is, it's that time part of the show where we're going to hit y'all with some bangers. And we're going to start it off with John Jiggs, Leave Something, dope joint. If anybody want to call up, the number is 516-531-9596. Episode 85 is underway, Schoolboy Radio. Let's go.
Hit him.
Top of the top, I get the scene jumping. Open up shop, I got the fiends rushing. Talk about nothing, these niggas cream puffing. Forcing my hand, I'm about to leave some.
The big stepper, niggas is reckless, is wrong stepping, it's death to ya. The hustle, I was blessed with a plethora. Ever since the door opened, they've been soaking my methods up, but never wanted to smoke, cause I could flow with the best of them. I saute rappers of all shades and fabrics, it's a habit, I just let niggas have it, it's haphazard. A bunch of lab rats are stuck in a bad pattern, all that reaching till you see niggas leaking like bad bladders. See, I could tell niggas is frightened, they not like them, the blade like my peach is hitting, I can't stop swiping. Teflon writing that raw, you all like it. This is 16 bars of that pure, I got prices. I sat at that kitchen table and bagged every point. I got heavy production like a factory in this joint. And fuck, I niggas see it, I'm not conceited by choice. I know it's a fact, I'm needed cause half of these niggas moist. What we doing?
Top of the top, I get the scene jumping. Open
open up shop, I got the fiends rushing. Talk about nothing, these niggas cream puffing. Forcing my hand, I'm about to leave some. Top of the top, I get the scene jumping. Open up shop, I got the fiends rushing. Talk about nothing, these niggas cream puffing. Forcing my hand, I'm about to leave some.
I got a vendetta, cause I know I've been better. Get your chin swell up, tryna go against the big fella. I'm coming to bring terror to this terror. They on the sideline wondering if it ends ever. Allergic to broke, surgical with the flow. And I'm hoping you niggas taking the personal word to low. Y'all ain't even got a vision, you trying to learn as you go. I got pinpoint accuracy with this murderous flow. I'm talking matter of factly, I'm exactly whatever you niggas claiming, and we ain't the same, and that's why they back me. And motherfuck how you feel, I'm talking actually. Catch him trying to act and gon' put the Mac to your acne. Listen, it ain't a problem I can't fix. I know how to land fists, work with my hands, you know the damn twist. Still account for every gram when I'm wearing this. I ain't with the plan, it's Teflon saying this, I'm gone.
BX to Paris, back to Detroit, Titan and A7, Ron Shanji Zone, let's go. Hey yo, I'm on time with the rhymes, yo. Defining grind mode, divine flow, rewindos, assigned goals, met like finding your soulmate, Ronshin. Digging through the whole crate to bring you this officialness. Sons wish you was this nice. Kids like it's tight, wanna be like Mike. See history rhymes, no mystery. I'm like the end of hype, Vanny Penn's nice. They could send to Christ, they could spend a life trying to reach this point and never make it. That's the naked truth, take its proof in this flow. Split like wishbones, don't pay to stay in this zone. You won't survive the war, I rhyme for sport, you can't do it. Yo, it's like you're trying to beat it and you find a store where lies the source. A trip upon the iron horse, marks the spot, target lock, test flex, your carcass drop. Artists stop believing it's thin. It's been hard to watch opposition start to co-opt the culture. Flock of vultures, exposure here, something they supposed to fear. Power of the word, we should hold it dear. Evoking fear, the motive's clear. Careerist, the air is where I'm trying to steer this vehicle for rhyming. He who's non-compliant, let's agree and form an alliance. Vibing with his own and Ronsha Titan. Been known to conquer, he cold, behold the monster. Transformation is necessary when blessing every track. Betty snap like wind streaks if he next to bat.
Sharp as a razorback, amazing track. Have a stand down, maybe face to back. This tandem is saving rap. You might now be safe at last. Garbage of seeds you making trash. Then release inside a wasteland sanitation for things you can't imagine. Surrounded by germs, rappers never learn. Devoid of all concern, like hair follicle strength and rocket burns. Put it down, it's not your turn. So hot it's got to burn. And plus my whole existence is electric. And so I got the nerve, shock you into submission. I glisten, casting light on suspicions. Brought to you by divine intervention and premonitions outside of my conscience. Supernatural styles in progress, Mike and Seven like demigods. If you want some favor, then give us offerings and sacrificial gifts. The rap is intricate. Once complete, the track will hit a lick and slap you in your lip. Cause lyrically, I might just be your master kiss. Sort of disgusting like creeps who tend to ask for kiss with dragon breath and chappy lips. Now we back to this, like final chords in a backwards flip. Accidents on mic sets and rapping dummies like crashing whips. Still I'm accurate, focusing on hints I have to get. Imaginative and every feeling starts from my abdomen, healthy gut. You brought me here to tell me what I'm chilling with. G-Zone and Ronsha, new territories for us to conquer nonchalant. Until provoked to call me Blanca, I'm a real street fighter and peace provider. Plus the speech is lava. Hey yo,
Bronx to Detroit to Paris, heat force the marriage. Beat scorched by savage bars that'll torch the average.
Rapper unexpected, knock him off his horse and carriage. With so much flow, we have to place it in your court for clearance.
Bronx to Detroit to Paris, heat force the marriage. Beat scorched by savage bars that'll torch the average.
Rapper unexpected, knock him off his horse and carriage. With so much flow, we have to place it in your court for clearance.
they all dying. I'm here to save this shit like I was saving Private Ryan. I like that beat. I like that beat. Ooh, I like that beat. That's crazy. I like that joint.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, shout out DJ Ron Chef from France.
Yeah, man. We got a lot of overseas producers, France, all over the world. They really dope with this hip-hop shit, yo. Don't sleep, man. Don't sleep. Them hip-hop is overseas. Hard body. That real hip-hop popping over there, yo. Shout out to everybody in the UK. Shout out to everybody over there, man, overseas, man. Europe is popping. They're not playing with this shit. They've been studying the game. They're nicer than a lot of American motherfuckers. And shout out to them.
Well, that's what it is. And, you know, while we were listening to the music, I wanted you to also bring some new news to the table, which is affecting a lot of music industry. It said here that songwriters are now set to receive royalty increase despite appeals by Spotify and other streaming platforms, meaning they're going to get like a 5% increase in royalties from 10.5 to 15.1.
Oh, they've been against that shit, huh, Spotify and all the motherfuckers. You know they trying to shit on niggas. But that's what's
up. That's for sure.
Yeah, they gotta regulate that shit, man. Music game gotta be regulated, man.
Yeah, they all been against it too. I'm talking Google, Alphabet, Amazon, Pandora, Spotify. They all been against it, which is foretelling to me because people are actually thinking that this is beneficial when it's really not. So, for them to go against compensation just show you and speak volumes of where they stand. Probably a good reason why Snoop pulled those records from he pulled the Death Row catalog from the streaming site.
Yeah, man, these places are making millions off of motherfucking hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Because you get a song, right, and you get a certain amount of hits, you get motherfucking sponsors, you get all kinds of shit. And these guys are the ones getting the money from the sponsors. Not the artists. These guys are getting the money. Unless you got your own site set up and you getting your shit, you direct the niggas to your shit, and you getting paid like that. But other than that, these motherfuckers are getting all the money. You got a million hits, that shit don't add up to at least no money. But you're generating.
Well, I'm always talking about it, that shit, man.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. So definitely need to be regulated. Yeah, somebody got to look out for the artists, man. The world without music is a boring world, especially hip-hop. Ain't no other genre of music dominated like hip-hop, because you can make all kinds of music out of hip-hop. Country hip-hop, fucking, you can make oriental hip-hop, fucking. Bollywood, hip hop, all kinds of shit you can do with hip hop, yo. Like, I don't know no other culture that's been copied more and that everybody's a part of. I don't know no other culture that everybody's a part of, yo, and want to be a part of except the hip hop culture. No other culture, everybody's behind, yo. The world without hip hop would be fucking whack.
That's for sure.
Swagless.
For real. Without the hip hop influence on everything, turn on your TV, you see hip hop. You might not see our kind of hip hop, but you see the hip hop influence by the way people dress and by the slang they saying, the music and shit. Every commercial, you watch any commercial, you're going to see some kind of hip-hop in that shit.
Yep.
Some kind of influence. Can't tell me, though.
And you see, and even with a lot of TV series as well, like even on Netflix, you see so many 90s, classic 90s hip-hop being like personal soundtracks to a lot of these shows.
Hell yeah. Definitely, definitely. They just, you know, raping the game.
Even A&E right now, A&E, they got like personal biographies from different icons and parts of, and different artists. Like they had an episode with Fat Joe, they got an episode with Ice-T. You know, they're telling their personal stories, so everybody's trying to jump into the hip-hop pot. A&E never even wanted to touch rap before.
Oh, nah, nobody wanted to touch rap. Shit, nobody. I was just watching this fucking Vans commercial. I had fucking DJ Premier beat come on. I'm like, what the fuck? For Vans sneakers? I'm like, what the fuck? You're going to start hearing a lot of my old shit soon on a lot of these commercials and shit. So, fuck it. I'm going to get some money, too, off of this shit.
Especially when you look at a laundry commercial and you hear ODB, hey, Dirty, baby, go get your money. I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of shit. Even though if they make it corny, they still fucking using that shit. I seen the fucking Annie Up. Motherfuckers using Annie Up for some fucking corny-ass commercial. I'm like, damn, they trying to, what they trying to do, man? Trying to clown our shit?
They trying to to gentrify the hardcore.
Yeah, shit is crazy. Like, Annie Up, Yap Them Jewels, and they got that shit on like a fucking soap powder commercial or some shit
that
like
shit
that.
Was even on You Got Served. That shit was on You Got Served when, you know, with the dance movie with B2K. They used that, and they used Freeway's on Flipside. And those were like huge street records at the time.
Look at Arby's. The motherfuckers, they be using hip-hop. I think, I forgot who wrote a lot of shit. Somebody wrote that. I think Pusha T or one of the motherfuckers came up with the thing.
Yeah, he also did the McDonald's jingle.
We got the meats. We got the meats. I think Pusha T came up with that shit from the clips.
Yeah, he also did the McDonald's one.
Or?
Yeah, and Bizarre, he did Arby's. I think he did one called Fuck Arby's.
It's crazy, man. Hip-hop
Pusha T is definitely behind.
Hip hop is ill, yo. No other culture, yo, is being fucking everybody want to be a part of, yo. You know it's something special.
Especially,
yeah. Not even that. You see all these fast food places, and they got, you know, the sweetie special, or, you know, KFC got, you know, the white guy, Jack Harlow, you know, meal, you know, where they incorporate the hip-hop artists. And even Travis Scott, I think Travis Scott was like one of the first artists to have his own Big Mac meal or special kind of meal that he get.
Even reality TV, but all the reality shows, like Flavor Flav kind of set that shit off with Flavor of Love and all that shit. Everybody wanted to tune in to watch Flavor Flav in the mansion with these chicks. Like, you know, all kinds of other shows are spinning off, coming out. And it's all based on the Flav type of
shit.
And
how about,
you know,
this? I don't know how many, you know, I don't know if y'all watch baseball, but, you know, you had different hip-hop artists throwing out the ceremonial pitch. Like, you know, for New York, Large Pro threw it out. Little Dirk threw it out for Chicago. Then I just seen the girl Sweetie throw it out for the L.A. game. You know, 50 Cent did it a couple years ago. You know?
Yeah, man. It's a hip-hop world, yo. Fear of a rap planet. Fear of a rap planet.
Yeah, they definitely,
crazy.
They're definitely feeding off of hip-hop.
And don't mention the politicians. They dove in that heavily, especially around campaign season. They go in
Remember the dab? Everybody was dabbing, not even knowing what the fuck that really was.
Hey, Bernie Sanders doing the dab.
You got Ice-T doing Cheerios commercials. I don't know if y'all seen that.
Nah, but the funniest shit, the funniest jack move is the dab. Because you know what the dab is, really. It's a motherfucker coughing from weed. You know what I'm saying? And it turned into, oh, little kids are doing it in the commercial. Do y'all know where this shit came from? Y'all don't know what this shit really came from, yo. But they jacked it. Then Cam Newton started doing it. And it's all crazy. Everybody's doing the dab move. The dab. But that's really some street shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, they just find ways to try to gentrify it and make it appeasable for, you know, the mainstream and suburban cats. But we know the origin.
It's mad shit, yo. Like hip-hop in general, just it comes from the street. It comes from the struggle. It comes from the gutters. Now it's like
that's for sure.
Now that shit is in Macy's. That shit is in Macy's, nigga. Shit is on the Grammys. Shit is all over the place. That shit come from the dirt. Nobody want nothing to do with that shit.
Well, you got Thurston Howell on Polo campaigns.
You heard?
That was big hip-hop influence all around the world. Thurston Howell.
You can't, and that comes from the gutter. That's strictly gutter. Niggas is jacking you for your shit. Niggas was taking Polo. Now look, the man himself sitting up there with Ralph. Come on, man. Can't tell me hip hop ain't the shit.
Yeah,
hip hop is
the
shit.
Yeah,
man. It's a beautiful culture, man. It gave us a lot of memories. It broke new stars. It saved a lot of lives, most importantly. Only thing, we just doing our part and just keeping the integrity intact.
And shout out to Run DMC, man, for real, because they cracked the bank open for a lot of for niggas to get money, for real. Like, you know, it just started up in the Bronx. The Cool Herc, you know, and a lot of other motherfuckers. But Queens niggas broke the bank open. You heard? That's why I think the Mount Rushmore of hip-hop, Run, DMC, Jam Master J, Kool Herc. That's it for me. You know? But then you got to go by eras, too.
I mean, it really should be, you know, Run DMC as a whole. Like, they should all three be like one stone, you know? Like, they'd have to put in one stone. But you got Kool Herc, you got Coke La Rock, you know, you got all these legends, you know? There's a lot of legends, man, a lot of legends. Grandmaster Caz.
Yeah, like everybody got their own little, you know what I'm saying, list and what they think should be. And nobody's list is wrong because that's what they feel. But if you want to make an official one, You have to be the forefathers of this shit, the founders. I say Run DMC because you got Run and D. Them niggas, they represent the MCs. Jam Master J represent the DJs. And Kool Herc represent the DJ too, so.
I mean, but technically, Coke Rock was like one of the first. Coke Rock was one of the first MCs, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a lot of first MCs that niggas never heard about, like that niggas never really knew. He was a well-known MC. There's so many spitters, man, that niggas unsung. That argument is gonna go on forever, but shout out to everybody, man. Play a part in this shit. Cause there's a lot of niggas rich right now off of it. That's a beautiful thing.
Definitely, man. You know what, it's crazy how I'm surprised nobody really wants to reach the Run DMC board version. That'd be very interesting.
Oh man, Run DMC version?
Nobody wanted with the King Kid.
Run DMC versus who though? Come on, man. That they nah.
Just to, yeah,
nobody
just wants
smoke
up there just to show the catalog because those guys are so influential that the youngest need to realize who were the part of the four founders of this shit, man. Like Run DMC.
Ain't nobody wanted with Run DMC, man. Ain't nobody wanted with Run DMC.
Yeah, niggas can't fuck with Run DMC. Now no verses, man. Nobody. Niggas can go up there and do a bunch of shit and have the crowd going crazy. But I think the next versus type thing they should do is the old versus the new niggas. That'll be a dope versus. Get niggas from different eras to go at each other. Like the 90s versus the 2000s. Or the 80s versus the 90s. 80s versus the 2000 niggas. That'll be interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was the last verses though? With that fucking R&B shit?
Yeah, with Omarion and Mario.
I seen some fake shit going around about Chris Brown.
I mean,
there
was a whole bunch of them going on though. There was a whole bunch of them going on during that Mario shit. You know, you had Ray J and somebody else. Like, it was like a bunch of them all together.
Oh. So is it official?
Like
versus is over with? Versus is dead? Or what?
They trying to get Usher and Chris Brown. Because Chris Brown said he wanted to do it with Usher.
Yeah, Usher and Chris Brown would be dope. Those are both Michael Jackson's sons.
And you know, you got Mem Bleek and Jwells, they talking about doing it.
Because Jada was the last dope one, man. Dipset Lock.
Jada set the bar.
Oh,
yeah,
it
hasn't been a dope one.
I guess that was the last good one.
Nah, the last good one was Jada Kiss and the Locks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Official good one, yeah. But that one, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, was the last, you know, big one, I guess I could say.
Yeah. But you know, going on for a little bit, we're going to go in and hit y'all with some more music. I want to play this track here for my man from Michigan, go by the names of Substance 810. And his track here is
Who That? Who That?
No Worthy. A man Substance.
Who That?
From
Substance,
Michigan.
Where do we from? Oh, Substance. That's one of your clients?
Nah, man. That's one of them. She met this cat when he was doing a show out here a while back. Really cool
dude,
man.
Don't try no slickery shit.
Oh, nah.
We on you, E. We ain't gonna blow you up.
He's good. Y'all ain't got to put me in the headlock this week, man. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm tired of putting you in the headlock.
Are you coming? Yeah, you like a punching bag that got the holes in it and leaking and got put tape on that shit? I'm sick of
I gave E mad noogies already, kid. Mad noogies he got from me.
But it's love, though. It's love, man. I mean, come on, man. I'm like, you know, the family member.
Let's hear this shit you got right now online, man.
Doubt.
No, it is your mistake and your loss. This is the end of your career.
Yeah, live from the mitten. Jeffrey Lamb and shit. Chuck Chan on the beat, though. Yo. Rapping raw, straight up out the Pyrex. Pockets bulging like a bicep. Now that's how I flex. You got some guard, you think you hard? No, not at all. You soft as a cotton ball. Watch your jaw, I knock it off. Whipping words up in pots and jars. Hard like chewing pasta raw. Flying saucer bars. Every line interconnect. Enter my mind, my intellect. Energized, look alive, cause I've been a threat. Relying on the God in me, no mystery. In the booth, shooting like pistol beat. It's a breeze. My whole life like a lucid dream. Infectious like a new disease. Got him saying, who is he? Hey yo, what's up? Who you thought it was? Got it out the mud. Most of y'all just bought your buzz. You know the fame is a grave addiction. I made something out of scraps like slaves and chitlins. We take a slice of bread, then we make a loaf. The circle small, prick your finger, then you take a oath. All the war, we humble them, and then we take control. Raw, no bacon, soda dog, hope you taking notes. We take a slice of bread, then we make a loaf. The circle small, prick your finger, then you take a oath. All the war, we humble them, and then we take control. Raw, no bacon, so the dog, hope you taking notes.
No shit, want a gnosis, I got explosives. Strapped to the house for the POTUS. Take notice, the goldsmith. Watch me hang niggas with no rope, it's the most potent. Virtuoso like Joseph, my island floating. Like Ali Parsi's like Moses, no. Rift between me and my team, we taking O's, bitch. 20 lead of culture, telepathic force choke ya. Favorite rapper, make them submit to the utmost. Scenery cut throat, greenery much growth. Profits abound exceedingly because my cuts gross. Off top, ISIS, meteor strikes hit your dome. Fit the wigs like we trying to search for life, it's the crisis. Take a seat before you get beheaded and be another conspiracy thread on Reddit, motherfucker.
We take a slice of bread, then we make a loaf. The circle small, prick your finger, then you take a oath. All the war, we humble them, and then we take control. Raw, no bacon, soda dog, hope you taking notes. We take a slice of bread, then we make a loaf. The circle small, prick your finger, then you take a oath. All the war, we humble
what?
Them, and then
Giant.
We take control.
Hey,
raw, no bacon, soda dog,
uh-huh.
Hope you taking notes.
Nagasaki, niggas know the flow flame. I don't play whole games or argue with no name. Rappers who invest they whole stock inside a gold chain. You need cream if you going ball, it's like Rogaine. Eating beef lo mein, China walk, I swear that shit like cocaine. Cheap and I've been high for like the whole day. You niggas wanna role play, niggas no way. Tried to bitch the whole thing in her mouth, she said okay. Fucked it, then I'm out. I'm on the run like OJ, she want a genuine man. I told the bitch, you not Sole, to keep it real with you. You more Cirque du Soleil, expecting me to play a clown. My moral compass helped me navigate my way around life. My style nice, low sweater with the capital P, Sean Price. Extra shrimp in my fried rice. They say you only live once, I nearly died twice, what? Yeah.
I'm with the streets made, street raised. Represented for the homies on lock of 6 feet grave. And these days it's a must, just stay solid. The rules you should follow is either you get swallowed, homie. Now stand up, put your motherfucking hands up. This ain't no jack move, nigga. pull your pants up and man up. You out here looking like a dancer. JoJo shooting at children and that's a no-no. You up the fofo, you better be ready for what's behind it. These niggas ain't playing, they come to find him. Now let the street lights blind him. Staring at his eyes wide shut, the way they did it was fucked up. But that's how it goes, 1 minute you 10 toes, and the next you hear a pop and you bleeding and out cold. These youngsters amongst us thinking they bout to bunk us and don't realize that we the ones that got shit crunk up. If you a father, then you raise your son. If you a mama, pray those days don't come. Death is permanent, ain't no coming back from that. You ain't the only one walking around strapped in back. They got guns everywhere you look. A potential killer lurks in every hand you shook. Yo, we did it for dope and the dollar signs. You did it for likes all on your lives.
Yeah, right. What the streets made, street rage. Mama through LA fucking with bees and the bees. Stuck in the D game. I got different flavors of dope. Like niggas got weed strains. Wait till the rigor mortar set in. That nigga freeze frame. My flow came on a tugboat. Sitting on, got him comatose. Gotta watch these days. They can trace him back when a nigga overdose. Took his ass on the tour. When it came to rap, he was just a local hoe. Space rapping, nigga worldwide show. Sold out, don't both coast. Nigga, cold that shit. Reject these rappers. Why they y'all stopping? Nigga, let me hold that shit. Maybe if your jewelry wasn't so blurry, nigga could've sold that shit. Nigga came eight deep and still couldn't kill me. That was some hoe ass shit. They done forced my hand. I done made my plan, nigga ready for the blowback, bitch. Gremlin like Kodak, bitch. I done bust that pipe, then I swipe that barrel out, then I sold that shit. I dick her down, she got potential, then I might mold that bitch. And I better not ever get prosecuted for nothing I told that bitch, nigga. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Radio. We always be dropping that shit. You heard? Shit you ain't gonna hear nowhere else. And that's what makes our shit pop.
Yeah, what was that joint right there? I know that was some West Coast shit, but what was that?
This joint here is from DJ Muggs featuring Scarface and Freddie Gibbs. Street Mind.
Oh, that's that new joint. Yeah, that's that new joint. Okay.
Yeah.
That's off that Soul Assassin album.
Yeah, that's something special, because we never heard Muggs and Face do work together, so we had to put that one on for real.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Radio. Always hang out with that fly shit. That fire.
So yeah, man, we're about to wrap this episode up in the books, man. We're going to end it with Planet Asia floating to the max. Want to thank you guys once again for the build. I'm enjoying rocking with y'all, staying headlock free. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, nigga. We here. Till next week.
Same school channel.
All right.
You heard who went.
Hey, yo, Jeremy. Hey, yo, yo. Yo, what should we get, man? Snowboards and skis, man. You know what I'm saying? Word up. Hey, yo. Yo, tell Noy to go give me one of them George Foreman grills, man. You know what I'm saying? That nigga JR talking about making some fucking orange salmon and shit, man. C-Moss mornings, pull out the bullet, need my minerals. Blend it up, it keeps me performing, running plays at the dinner table, multi-income. Blood in every platform, with that one and this one. Versatility is a must whenever I bust. Chain trust, shit is a must whenever discussed. Piling up my ones for my sons, four spots to the industry. This is how you know that I'm coming, it's getting heavy like $100,000 in 20s. While I'm floating through the city with a blick and a blitty. Mind racing, I never play the streets close, it can get deceitful. Might be the one you love, that'll sign a statement. But on a positive note, the saga was wrote. One of the hottest novelists wrote. You think the same old drug story you're coming off is fake? Whoa, would it be condescending if I told you take notes? We floating to the, we floating to the, we floating to the motherfucking max tonight. We floating to the, we floating to the, we floating to the motherfucking max tonight. We floating to the, we floating to the, we floating to the motherfucking max tonight. We floating to the, we floating to the, we floating to the motherfucking max tonight. No lingering, all I wanna see is workers. If I'm not being productive, then I feel like I'm loitering. Lord of the Rings, I make a movie every season. Smooth selling, dudes better get more seasoned. My hands rock the queen size cradle. From Africa to Barbados, my frequency is yayo. I put the stamp on this choice of taste, the voice of grace. Same time the Robin Hood to hoist the cake. Hand me the mic and handcuff your wizards. Cause the presence of the golden one is known to cause a blizzard. Break laws of physics, total chaos, cosmic feelings. Then I relax, kicking back, watching all my children. We floating to the, we floating to the, we floating to the motherfucking max tonight. We floating to the, we floating to the, we floating to the motherfucking max tonight. We floating to the, we floating to the, we floating to the motherfucking max tonight. We floating to the, we floating to the, we floating to the motherfucking max tonight.